With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. London, Kentucky Mayor Randall Weddle says a manhunt is underway in Laurel County, Kentucky, for the suspect in the shooting near a highway.
That is some rugged terrain and a lot of tree lines. If you guys know northern part of Laurel County, it's just is what it is. But I'm confident they will apprehend them. We are asking everybody in the city of Lemons to be vigilant and know what your surroundings. If you're home, keep your doors locked.
Also at SRNnews.com, evacuations are ordered as a wildfire burns east of Los Angeles.
Mandatory evacuations are expanding as a wildfire burns in the foothills of the National Forest east of Los Angeles. Tens of thousands of homes and other buildings are being threatened by the line fire. The blaze was burning uncontrolled along the edge of the San Bernardino National Forest. That's about 65 miles east of L.A. As of Sunday morning, it had charred about 27 square miles. More than 600 firefighters were battling the blaze along with water-dropping helicopters and other aircraft. Temperatures in the area expected to be in the triple digits as Southern California experiences a days-long heat wave. I'm Julie Walker.
The mother of a student in class with a boy accused of killing four people in a Georgia high school shooting says a warning to school officials shows the shooting could have been prevented. Walt Ammer, the president and CEO of Waffle House and a member of the Board of Trustees for the Atlanta Police Foundation, has died at age 58. The Police Foundation announced his death Sunday. He became president of the restaurant chain in 2002 and later added the titles of CEO and chairman. On Wall Street, Dow futures are ahead 264 points. This is SRN News. Book publishers are suing Florida.
Penguin, Random House, Simon & Schuster, and four other companies are taking the state to court over its policy banning pornographic books from school libraries. The publishing houses claim that this law violates the First Amendment guarantee of free speech. Parents all across the country have been organizing in the last few years to demand that schools prevent their children from accessing pornography in the library and in the classroom. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Christian school is taking its case to a federal appeals court. Mid-Vermont Christian School has been barred from participating in the state sports league after it withdrew its girls' basketball team from a playoff game because the other team had a boy on its roster. The Executive Council of the Vermont Principals Association, which governs school sports and activities, ruled the school had violated the council's policy on race, gender, and disability awareness. This is SRN News. Hurricane recovery has been very slow in Louisiana.
It's been nearly 4 years since Hurricanes Laura and Delta decimated southwest Louisiana and caused an estimated $22 billion in damage nationwide. Delays in Congress and a lengthy process to approve federal funding forced people in Lake Charles, where one-fifth of the population falls below the poverty line, to dip into their savings to afford rent. Some still live in FEMA trailers or remain in their damaged homes. Others are ensnared in ongoing legal battles with their insurance providers, and some have opted to leave the state altogether. John Scott reporting.
In tennis, Jannik Sinner defeated Taylor Fritz in straight sets with a relentless baseline game to win the U.S. Open's men's singles championship. The number one seed Sinner is a 23-year-old from Italy whose victory gave him his second Grand Slam trophy of his career. More details at SRNnews.com.